Hey everybody, welcome to Street Fight Radio. We're glad to have you back. We're full of popsicles and cactus drinks, courtesy of Diamonds here in town. Fantastic place to grab a bite of bite to eat or a sweet treat. And feeling good, enjoying ourselves and settling into this summer Flat Earth World Tour. We're going to be hitting up Cleveland June 4th. We're going to Louisville June 22nd. The date has changed. I know prior to this we had said June 29th, but June 22nd, Louisville. We're doing July 23rd in Milwaukee at Riverbend West. We're going to have special guest Arish Singh with us. So we're going to get a lot more out of that guy. He's hilarious. We were happy to have him on Chicago. Can't wait to get him there in Milwaukee as well. We're also going to do Atlanta in August. Do we have a date on that yet?
No.
Okay.
We'll have it soon, I promise. I actually do have the date, but Brett has to do the next pass through. Like, I get everything right to the point where it's like, we're going to book this thing. And then I say, I'm going to have my partner get a hold of you. And then he does that. So I bet you we can announce Atlanta probably by early next week, I would say.
And we're also looking into, we're going to do some local things. What the Rock, a store in town, offered up their space. So I think we might do a live podcast from there. We've also, I know Buffalo, New York is going hard to get us there. And, you know, we hope they do. Indianapolis as well. So those things are in the works. But for now, I mean, that's our schedule. Once a month, we're going to be somewhere in town doing a live show. You can access the streams to all of that by subscribing on Patreon or following us on social media when we release it. But for those of you that are uninitiated, this is your first time listening. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host is Brian Quinby. This is Street Fight Radio, the number one anarcho-comedy radio show on any station across the nation. It's been that way for 6 years, coming out of Columbus, Ohio. And we do this basically just to let people know there are more of you out there. And hopefully to spread dissent and disruption so that we can work towards social and political liberation from the inbred blue blood idiots that are ruling this nation. I am happy to be back to this. Like I said, I always say Tuesday is good for me because I'm very wound up. There's a lot of shit that's been rolling in my mind. I got in a hour and 15 minute bike ride today. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I felt invigorated. My wife and kid are out of town, and basically my daughter was my parents were taking her away, and they rounded the corner, and I walked downstairs, I grabbed the bike, I rolled a huge joint, I smoked it, and then I just rode away as fast as possible from my house, and I felt like I had wings.
I had that last week. My daughter went to camp, and it was just my wife and I all week, and my wife took the days off work, so it was like, man, this is the easiest week of my life.
Right. No, nothing holding you back.
No, yeah.
If you want to leave, I always love those moments when you can leave the house. It doesn't take 20 minutes to get like shoes together and hair done. And
yeah, I mean, I don't like waiting for anybody. Like that, you know. On Monday, the first day, I walked 15 miles, just leisurely walked 15 miles. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna go on one of my rambles, and it ended up being 40,000 steps. You know,
that's a huge milestone.
Yeah, and I was just able to do it because I didn't have anything else holding me back, anything that I had to do. Now, I do have a lot of work to do for, like, the Street Fight zine and the upcoming live shows, but instead I walked 15 miles, so that's where I'm at. My rambles have gotten a little ridiculous, Brett. Like, I count my steps, right? And 10,000. That's the key goal, right?
Yeah, that's the standard at the office. That's the one that they're going to check your Fitbit and decide how much you pay for health insurance. That's the number they're looking for.
Yeah, I've decided that I'm going to treat that like zero.
Right, that's a base.
Yeah, because I don't exercise, right? Like, all I do is walk. So it takes a 4-hour walk to equal some kind of exercise, like the minimal amount of exercise.
I mean, you can work on your pace, man. You got to just get like a light trot going.
I'm picking it up. I am picking up the pace, man. I don't want to go fast, though. I'm trying to stroll around and look at the world. You know what I mean? That's what I like about walking around. It's just like you're strolling around and you're like, ah, look, the buildings look good right there. Oh, look, another building. Like, I had this really crazy moment walking the other day. I took a picture of the Huntington building and I looked up at it. And I remembered that when I was a roofer, I was having a lot of panic attacks for a period because my boss was like really angling to get that the Huntington building as a job to work on the roof. And I was just like, I'm too scared. And I really think that's part of the reason I quit.
Because you didn't want to have to go up on that roof?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to tell him I'm not going to go up on that roof because I'm scared. Because, like, as a roofer, you're not allowed to... I mean, like, one of the things is you can't be afraid of heights hire you. I'm not really afraid of heights. Afraid of extremes, you know?
That means heights, though.
Yeah, it does. It means some heights. Yeah, I'm like okay climbing a pole.
Okay.
I guess basically I'm okay climbing anything that you'll end with like some broken bones and a hard rehab, but I don't want to be anywhere where you splat. Is basically where my heights lie.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I mean a lot of people used to say they'd be scared to climb the poles that I climb, and I'm like, that's like nothing. Like, you ever like climb a tree when you were a kid? It's not that high.
Yeah, and well, you're also more in control there. Like when you're up on top of a roof, one of the guys might accidentally be holding a board, and then the boss will yell his name, and he'll turn too fast and hit you in the back of the head, or maybe on the bottom, and just knock you right off the edge of the building.
I just always thought, like, what if a fucking big gust of wind comes through here and just blows me right off the side?
My dreams were crushed because I always wanted to be that guy that's eating a sandwich sitting on that beam on like when they're building New York City in that black and white picture. That was for me aspirational. And it's like, they don't do that anymore. They've got so many regulations. You cannot just go enjoy a sub on an I-beam.
I don't think
you can't enjoy a sub nowhere in this nation.
No. It's frowned upon enjoying.
Can't get
a
hoagie, a grinder, a wedge. Can't get anything on Weck bread.
So I actually had an experience that, so I've been kind of a vegetarian, right? Well, I've eaten meat one time in like 4 weeks.
On my Snapchat story says that's called a flexitarian.
I'm a flexitarian, okay? I went to Cuyahoga Falls, which is...
Woohoo! That's where out by Helltown. Ohio.
Yeah, I was in the same neighborhood as Helltown. Like, I was where we were driving around for Helltown, actually.
Yeah, if you don't know, basically back in the 70s, there was a gigantic kaiju anaconda that the government had to cover up. So they paid people to leave the town, and it turned into a ghost town. Also, like, Satanist nuns opened up a church.
Ground might be poisoned. There might be a fog out there that'll swallow you up.
It also was a river. There was a river there, that the Cuyahoga River, that had these locks, these areas where you could offload some of your goods and services and send them back up the river. Several people died doing that, and the ghosts haunt those grounds of those state parks as well.
Just a lot of ghosts. In October, Brett and I are probably going to go visit ghosts again. Of course, because it's one of the most fun things we've done.
We
for
need
this
to do a better
show.
Shot. We need to give it a better shot. I didn't feel comfortable. I thought we half-assed it. I think that we need to go professional.
We were making $150 a month on Patreon at the time.
That's true. So, it was a small budget. All we could pay for was the gas, really.
But now we could buy the EU meter or
now
EV
we can
meter.
Get, yes. Now we can get a white noise maker.
I heard that's just a stud finder. No. It really for real is.
What, the EV meter?
Yeah.
But like white noise, ghosts can manipulate that on tape.
I've heard that. Michael Keaton was in a movie about that.
I loved
that.
That was a good movie.
Is that one of your faves?
It was a solid movie.
So I'm out there, and I last year when we went, we wanted to eat at this restaurant called Swenson's. Okay?
Old-timey. Burgers and paper, right?
Yeah, it's burgers. They wrap the burger in paper. You get yourself a night. But it's a drive-in.
Okay. So you're eating in your car.
Yeah, that kind of is like, I don't know why people thought that was so cool in the 1950s.
Their cars used to have room in them. They weren't driving little compact toy cars. Like we drive RC cars nowadays. Like they used to have like rooms on wheels and shit, man. You used to be able to lay back in a fucking Lincoln and lay on your side and enjoy a cheeseburger.
That's true. You're right. Lay on your side. Like yeah, David Hasselhoff.
When the whole front was a bench, when it wasn't two captain's chairs and the whole front was a bench, when like four people could sit up front.
Yeah, I almost fell out of a car once because of that. If I wasn't hanging all over my wife, she was driving and I was laying down on her lap and we turned a corner and my door swung open. I was like, oh, I'm glad I love you, lady.
My grandma had the best bench up front. She would pick us up from school and me and my sister, we didn't have to sit in the back. We were up front with grandma just watching the road go by, about 8 feet of hood hanging out the front.
Those fat cats in Washington probably going to make that.
They got rid of it.
Yeah,
they did. They got rid of our steel industry. They got rid of our. They're all the gas. They fucked up the whole deal.
Well, I'm here to report back. The burgers, delicious.
Okay? Really,
very good. I enjoyed its old timey burgers, and also we're grading on a like I haven't had meat in 3 weeks, Kurt.
Okay, so
mostly meat,
right?
Before 3 weeks ago,
but now you found a way to enjoy onions and peppers.
Yeah, basically that is what it is. It's like, yeah, put some peppers on there, man. I'll eat it. Yeah, hummus is important.
Put cumin on some onions and peppers in a skillet and put it on anything in the world. It makes it edible.
It does. It does. It's the vegetarian's friend. The vegetarian's two friends: hot sauce and peppers. Hot sauce is just as good as steak to me.
I think it adds the most.
I know. I could put it on a block of tofu and just chew it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes the whole thing high energy. It makes like the whole meal now something you got to endure.
Yeah. Well, now I think Swenson's, there's only like six of them. I think we might have ourselves a small business tyrant, my friend.
Oh, really?
I think so. I really do.
Well, I mean, it's old style work, which is supposed to be the most grueling. This is our grandparents' style of burger making here. So this is the toughest version of it.
It's back when work, they intentionally, like, people begged for more grindy work. Like, yeah. I would love you to just tear my knees away so that I can, for minimum wage,
you think
so I can feel fulfilled at the end of the day.
You think your internship's bad? We used to peel potatoes down at the Swenson's for a nickel a pound. My mother took every cent of it too. She bought our school books with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I get in there, dude. And
you drove in there and you didn't get in anywhere. You drove there and put it in pee.
Drove there and parked. Yeah. Actually turned the car off. Because I don't want to pump fucking carbon into the air.
How are you
going
to listen to music, dude? You got to do this old school style, man. You got to have some black smoke guzzling out the back and your favorite oldies on, man. You need to put
dip,
on
dip 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 do, dip dip dip
little Anthony and the Imperials.
Right, yeah. Well, so I turned the car off cuz I'm a gentleman. I'm an environmentalist now too. And not only just, I've turned to it and I've weirdly become like more concerned about, like, obviously because it's the end times.
It's last days on earth. So you want to just try to do something to stop it.
I made a kid, so I feel like I owe it to the world to owe it to her at the very least to not to try to do my part to reduce my environmental footprint.
So you put some music on Spotify on your phone and cranked it. Why you waited?
We had no music. We talked. We're a family.
Oh, wow. This is old school. This is... Nobody was buried in their devices?
Yeah. Well, no. No, that's a stretch. We were okay. All checking our devices.
Got it.
I had been driving for so long, I hadn't had any screen time.
That's true.
My daughter was never not having screen time.
I actually had a serious talk with my wife where it's like, if I drive everywhere and you get 25 minutes to do Instagram... While they were in there, you can't get mad at me if I have to get on there. Like, I have other things to tailor to myself, you know?
Yeah. I do things online.
Yeah.
Lady. That's basically my whole.
I'm pretty big online.
Yeah. People know me online as somebody who's online, okay?
Yeah.
So what happens is not I park right by the front door where the employees all work, and these kids, like four teens, shaved, completely shaved. One woman, the rest men, completely shaved. Boys, really.
Young boys. 16, 17. Strapping young lads.
One woman, three lads. Come flying at my fucking car, and one of them puts a card on my windshield, and then it's like, can I take your order? So I think they make them compete with each other.
Yeah, like it was like a mad dash, like a race.
It was crazy. Like they all were there because it was by the door where they all congregate. So they just and whoever got me, when they got me. You know, I looked at a menu I finally ordered, and then just watched these kids work all day, the whole time. Anytime they're outside, they run full speed.
With the food?
Not with the food. That's the only time they don't run, but they do walk a lot faster than a normal person would walk with food.
Oh, they do like the power walking with the huge hip movements?
Yeah, but man, when they don't have
food. So they're running. So you're telling me they're sprinting back and forth?
Yes. As fast, like running, like it's
this does sound like an old school small business timer. This is like a Monopoly man.
It's intense too. It's a really intense experience when you're sitting by the door, because you see them, they get up to the door and they're like out, and then anytime they hit a corner, they have something they have to say before they're like, hey, and run around the corner so they don't bang into each other. And it's just like watching these kids. And the fucking parking lot here is not like a Sonic, okay? It's fucking huge. It's like four rows back behind the building, two rows on each side of the building, and like four rows at the back of the building. And they even had some in the front. And these kids, man, are just running, like really going. Like it seems like a job that a normal kid would want to have.
Well, yeah.
Okay? Like, not that I would have wanted to have because I smoked cigarettes at that age. But, you know.
This sounds like the kid's first version of write your own paycheck.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like they're competing, too, for tips. Yeah,
it sounds like a guy with a cigar is saying, all right, now watch these little pups. They're going to fight over every car that comes in here. They're going to get the service times down to milliseconds. That's because competition works, my friends.
Yes. Yeah, but if I wonder if they pay them. They
probably get
wage,
tips, man.
Right?
Did you tip them?
I did. I tipped them 20%.
That's nice.
Because I didn't know what was expected there.
Steak and Shake was this way too, though, actually.
Steak and Shake would have them run.
No, they weren't
compete on the table.
Yeah, they would. No, they would compete on the table.
You can't. That is a bad experience. Just for the employee, I guess. But Swenson's been around for 39 years.
They know what
years,
they're doing.
Dude. Right, the
those
restaurant
got,
business is tough.
Those kids got energy too.
Yeah.
And like I used to, I mean, I still kind of run. I you know what, like when I get my snacks, I get one at a time. So that way I have to get up and back and forth and back and forth. I'm like constantly trying to, or like my wife, she'll ask for something and we'll be upstairs and I'll just say sure and sprint up there as fast as I can instead of like hemming and hawing about it.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to get a job at Swenson. I'm going to beat the shit. If this is, this sounds like a good place to make money.
What?
I'm going to put some kids out of work.
You got to make them respond. I don't think they hire anybody over like 18 because it just, nobody can handle that. I mean, that's like an 18-year-old.
No one would
job.
Do that, yeah. Valets, though, too. Valets are constantly sprinting back and forth. They're not constantly.
There's no goddamn reason to make them run as fast as they can, to make them sprint. I know it does look cool, like when you're sitting there and it's just like there's these fucking
it's fast
teens hauling ass.
This is fast food.
Yeah.
This is the point, though. This is true. Actually, now I'm kind of on the side because this is fast food, right?
Yeah, it is.
This isn't sit down. This isn't slow food.
Well, I bet you the kids that work, I mean, they all applied to work there, and I guarantee they'd been to Swenson's before. Everybody there goes to Swenson's.
You know what you're in for. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So the kids that are starting are probably like really passionate about it. They don't hire no scrubs. I'll tell you that. They would not. Like if I would have put the application in, they wouldn't have hired.
No, me. No. They were like, what's your 100 meter?
Yeah.
None. You haven't been on a track. You've been smoking cigarettes under the bleachers.
Yeah, because these fucking kids were all like really clean shaven. And all the boys, well, I mean, I know it's not hard to be clean shaven when you're that age, but
here's your hamburger, sir.
All the boys were shaved and they had hats on and they had like white slacks and blue slacks and a white shirt. And they were so aggressive. It was.
Yeah, this is why the troops fight.
It is why the troops fight. So, yeah.
So, you think
tiring.
It's good?
No. I mean, I hope they don't really. I hope the running isn't something that they have to do.
They don't have they're not getting whipped.
What?
That they're not getting whipped.
Yeah.
If they don't run.
Well, my hope is that, like, they're choosing to run, I think.
I think if I was on that show Shark Tank and I wanted to improve business and take them into the 21st century, I would really like to rent like a really big old car. They don't even have to be running. They could just fill up spots in the parking lot for people that ride their bikes or walks or take their skateboards or their Razor scooters. And they could just rent like an old Ford 500 and just play in the fucking back, you know, mom and dad up front, the kids get the whole back play area and you just eat your damn sandwich to yourself.
I like that. You're just saying that because you are a person that rides your bike to places.
I do. I am.
Fuck, I don't even have a car, dude.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time screaming at people in drive-thrus on a bicycle.
You're not allowed to really do that. Right,
yeah, it pisses me. Dude, they'll let you order. At some places, they will let you order and then when you get to the window, they're like, no, we can't give it to you, and then you're just banging on the window and you're like, give me that fucking french fries.
Give me that fucking french fries. Yeah, I know you've told me about having an experience at a Wendy's one time.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Where you were just like really like being,
they wouldn't give it to me.
It's against the fucking rules, dude. You could be a mystery shopper, you know what I mean?
No, I couldn't. They do not test them that way.
They do. I mean, I guess mystery shoppers don't do that, but I wonder if they send people out to try. Like, I bet they test them motherfuckers, man. Or they at least warn them.
I want to get that job.
They tell them that they're testing motherfuckers.
I want to get that job. I want to get that. If any gigantic company wants somebody to try to go through the drive-thru on a bicycle and make a scene to see how their managers react, I'm the guy. I don't know if that's like a crisis actor. I don't know what that falls under.
It's the service industry crisis actor.
Exactly. Someone comes in and just gets real loud and crazy. What do you do?
You fucking just sell them the shit, man. But yeah,
just give them what they want.
Yeah, they always tell you that they test people when you first start. This is the thing we've talked about. We talked about it on our Thanksgiving show when we said that, like, when you get a fucking job at like a big box store, they will say all kinds of shit to make you scared to steal. They'll say like, we got cameras up there that can read the date on a penny. So don't think you're going to get away with anything. We can see you everywhere. That's just a fucking threat, dude. Everybody.
It's a challenge. I mean, it sounds like a game. It sounds like a fun game.
Yeah. But I think, or like at Kroger, they would say, we're going to send people through to try to buy cigarettes, you know? And like, if you don't cart them, you're going to get fired.
Well, they do that with the alcohol people.
Yeah. The police do that too. That's a thing the police do. They fucking will go and try to buy alcohol. That's just so dirty pool, you know?
I don't know. I don't know. Do the police do that? I thought it was like liquor people that did that.
Oh, it might not. Yeah, you're right.
It's like liquor enforcement people.
They hire teens to do it too.
Do they?
Yeah.
To bust adults?
Well, you can't have fucking adults go in and try to buy alcohol. You got to have a fucking bona fide teen go in there.
No, you hire a 21 year old that just looks young as hell. No,
you can't do that. Then they didn't sell it to a minor, you know what I'm saying? like they technically didn't sell it to a minor. So they have to hire like 20 to 20. They probably use dudes from the academy.
Yeah, we sound stupid as hell right now, I'm realizing.
Why?
Because it's so wrong. Just so wrong.
Oh, the selling alcohol?
Yeah.
The cops and shops? Yeah. I don't want to play a game.
I think it's if you don't check ID, right? It's that simple. I don't think it's a matter of proving that you sold it to a minor. Well, it's just whether or not you ask for ID.
If they take it to court, then they might fight it that way, you know?
I mean, I think that's a great thread to pull at, but I don't know. I don't know how it'll work out. We know somebody that listens that got busted. But I think it was just for not checking IDs.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just feel like it's not fair.
They shouldn't check. I already said 16-year-olds can drink. If you think that they it's just, I think bartenders, we should give them way more discretionary authority. If you think they can drink, it's up to you.
Yeah. I like that, man. Make being a bartender seem like... it's like you're like a
they dispense
doctor.
It. Yeah,
you're a doctor. Type of doctor.
Exactly.
A doctor. And get them a fucking bartending programs where they can get doctorates. You know, it's like he's Mr. Bartender, MD, but it's a shorter doctor because you're really only focused on liquor and its effects. You know,
well, and making
and psychology and making good. I know who not to serve alcohol. I know who will make it a big problem. Okay, I can just tell I got good eyes, and if there's a really experienced teenager in town, then who am I to say that they can't handle their liquor? I see a lot of people that are of age that can't handle their liquor.
That's true. It's a toss up.
Yeah, I never know, man.
Don't overserve kids if you're giving them drinks.
Don't serve them. Really, you don't have to. And
well,
if you're
you
out there working, don't get yourself in trouble with that. They try to trick you. I know they do. All right, man. So on to the next thing. So the way I want to preface this is that Brett and I believe every conspiracy, right? We don't believe it,
there's
but we entertain. Some truth.
Yeah.
We entertain every conspiracy.
Sure. I want to know I want to know what's being said and why.
Like Jade Helm, I knew it didn't end up being anything, but all the way up to it, I was like, well, it could be something. You know?
Well, they were doing, I mean, the government was doing sneaky shit.
Yeah.
Just they didn't turn into that whole FEMA camp takeover we were promised during the Obama years.
Well, and I investigate shit too. Like I'll look at all the theories, and then usually I come out on the official side. You know, it's like, I've read all the theories and stuff. I'm going to go with that. Yeah, it's whatever they said happened.
It seems likely.
Yeah. So we don't cover electoral politics, and we don't usually cover the government. There are plenty of shows in our sphere. District Sentinel Radio does a really good job covering the government.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, they're the place to go. I mean, that's who I listen to hear that procedural, like real old fogey government coverage shit.
So, well, they're not old fogies.
No,
but
like the people they cover is all old.
You
fogies.
Can have your grandpa listen to District Sentinel Radio.
Yeah,
probably.
No, you know anybody that carries an NPR tote bag, I think could listen to District Sentinel.
And it's put on by Sam Knight, who is like. Man, like I said, he keeps his cigarette butts in his weed bag.
Sam Sachs, who also can blow down, but is much more low-key about it.
They're fun dudes, and they're funny. So they would cover this normally. I don't know anything about fucking Jared Kushner, okay? I know one thing, slumlord. He's an evil slumlord type of guy where like he had this apartment complex where people would like if people moved out, he would sue them for all the money to get it. Was something like they would fill out their lease stuff and they would fill out the forms to get out of the lease, and he would fucking come back like a year later and fucking sue them for like $8,000 and shit, whatever the rest of their lease was. And these are Section 8 apartments.
God damn.
So
I got a letter.
That guy.
Yeah, I've had that happen twice where I just got letters in the mail where they're like, all of a sudden you, I got one from our last place. So like, you owe $600 and I can't do anything to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for just not ever give it to
them. Yeah. I mean, that works. I mean, they're not going to take my life or put me in jail over it.
They're not going to put you in debtor's prison.
No, we got rid of that.
That's coming, though. That's not.
It's on the horizon.
Yeah. If they want us in jail, here's the two way that they'll get us all in jail. They start busting people for piracy. Busting people for piracy.
And not paying your bills.
And not paying your bills is what they can do. And then it's like, fuck, they got us all, man. They're going to come and scoop us all up. Bernie Sanders wouldn't have any voters if they went after piracy people. Like, those are all, that's all like young people that buy, that don't buy any entertainment.
Sure, but that's a young, I did that as well.
It's a young man's game.
I pay for it now.
Yeah, I do too.
Same with everybody I know eventually was like, I mean, we watch these movies, it's like a one-time event once a week. I would rather just pay $5.99 on the TV than go to the trouble of trying to go to torrents.eu.
Yeah, I'll just pay for it. It's fine. I'll rent it. Yeah. I don't need to keep
standard
it.
Standard definition for $3.99. I'm fucking fine with it.
I don't buy standard definition.
Though.
I do. I always buy high def.
I'm chintzy.
God. I can't believe you watch standard definition TV. That's probably the most dirtbag thing anybody said on any of the dirtbag shows.
I mean, I get the gist. And yeah. I used to watch some fuzzy ass TVs back in the day.
Right, but you don't have to now.
No.
Is the thing. Like when wrestling loses its picture value because the connection's bad or something like that, I'm always like, I don't think I can watch this. This is terrible. what is that? I don't know what the word is, but it loses, the resolution gets worse to it.
Yeah,
account.
Yeah, pixelates and all that.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't watch this anymore. I need it to look crystal clear, like I'm looking into a fucking window. So this Jared Kushner, right?
Yeah, so Donald Trump's daughter's husband.
Yeah, son-in-law. Donald Trump's son-in-law, which, so I just want to, this is from the New York Times. Which I, this is probably the first time we've read this, read the New York Times on Street Fight.
Yeah, I don't know when else we've really reported on the New York Times.
Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, was looking for a direct line to President Vladimir Putin of Russia, a search that in mid-December found him in a room with a Russian banker whose financial institution was deeply intertwined with Russian intelligence and remains under sanction by the United States. So, when it came to the Russia thing, I was like, who cares? You know, stop pulling that thread. It's nothing. I'm sure Russia messed around and you're not going to find any connections. And now about once a day, a story comes out where they're like, so Donald Trump was talking, trying to get direct lines to unofficial channels to Vladimir Putin. And now like his son-in-law, he's doing treason, my friend. That's the highest crime in America.
Yeah, I didn't think it wasn't anything. I figured that there might or might not be some Russia shit happening, and it has no concern over my life. I mean, these people are all playing their like country board games. They have all their little rules and shit.
Risk. It's risk. Like Risk. Yeah. It's basically Donald Trump gets up every day and plays Risk.
And so, I mean, you guys are all, I mean, guys and gals are all tied up into this shit and it means something. But like, I would expect if I was running a superpower that was like the center of a lot of economic trade and war and all this shit, that other people would be fucking in the election. That didn't shock me. Especially knowing the little bit of history about the United States fucking around in elections.
That's why I can't get mad at all.
No, that's where I'm at too. That's what I said is like, I mean, I'm sure they tried. And if what they wanted to do was make Donald Trump the president, like, and all they had to do was, they didn't have to do much. I don't feel like they had to do that much.
No, and it lets the Democrats off the hook too. That's the other thing you never want to do. Is let the Democrats off the hook.
Right. It seems like people could have done the right thing and just not voted for Donald Trump. I think that's the real story. I think the crux of 2017 and this presidency moving on is like, you know, the people that chose to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, these are the folks that we have to really have a reckoning with, where it's like, why would you put this fucking imbecile in charge of everybody?
They are fucking really irritating me now because of the, like, come on. He's doing shit with Russia. Isn't that like the fucking worst thing you could ever do?
It's bizarre. It's fucking bizarre to me because when I was a child, as a gift, I was given a plastic machine gun that you put like 4D batteries in, and it was painted like the American flag. Like the banana clip was the stars, and the rest of it was red and white striped.
Yeah.
I know America shit, and like Russia is supposed to be somebody we do not, like, they're supposed to be mortal enemies, man. This is like, they're like our Michigan.
Or that we're.
This is like, I don't understand how I follow a lot of Trump moms and Trump dads on Instagram, and they will post shit that like, oh, I can't wait to order one of these. And it's a photo of a coffee mug, and it says, I just can't wait to wake up another day and have Donald J. Trump be the president. And I'm like, how is this happening? It, I mean, Obama, like, I don't know. Like, it's frustrating because it feels like things have flipped, where like we had like ridiculous people that were mad at Barack Obama, and now they get to just feel like we're being ridiculous the same, you know, in the same fashion, you know.
That is, and it makes it seem like, I mean, we knew the Democrats weren't gonna, like, Democrats never got mad at Obama for breaking their shit that they're supposed to do, you know.
Republicans never got pushed to the point of forcing their representatives onto the goddamn roofs and grabbing them by the fucking shirt collars and putting signs in their yards and flinging shit at them. Like, this is a different situation we are in. You put us in this. It's like somebody throws a party and it sucks, and it's like, I'm not mad at you, but it's still your fucking fault. Like, you didn't think any of this through.
You're right. That is true. And they're really pissed.
And once again, like I said, I don't care about Russia, but come on, dog. I mean, in OG America class, like 101, like, if you're a brainwashed American, you wear a shirt that says America 1776 on the goddamn weekends when you're cutting loose. You gotta know. We beat them in Rocky, man. Like, we beat them in all the movies.
Yeah, and you're not allowed. I mean,
they're terrorists from our movies.
Yeah, they see them as allies now.
No, you, they think they're, I mean, like, they're just like, tough guys are finally taking control. Tough guys like Donald Trump. I really like also another wrinkle in popular culture this week was the handshake with Macron and Donald Trump was huge for me. That was bigly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was, he rolled his knuckles.
He rolled
that.
His shit, man.
That doesn't
he
happen
had him
to
squirming.
Me.
I haven't been rolled, man. I haven't been rolled in a very long time.
No.
No one has got me with that. Shit was all fucked up. It was all unaligned.
Yeah. He fucked him up, man, and you could tell it hurt. And
his fingers looked like fries sticking out the top of the box. Like, he got crushed.
Is it wild to you, though, that politics is like
handshakes?
It's like rough hand. It's like, oh yeah, motherfucker. Like, yeah. It still all boils down to who's stronger.
I mean, at the end, I mean, they like Putin because he takes his shirt off and rides horses and swings kettlebells and shit.
Yeah, and it's a French guy too. You know that drives Donald Trump crazy.
Yeah, they just the goddamn. The frogs, man.
Touring the other countries was, I mean, that was really good. And I hope he does more.
But what's funny, I think what's funny, though, in that handshake issue is, did you see all the people that were like, oh, wait until the next time. He's going to really feel sorry he did that. And it's like, no, he's not. This is a guy that believes exercise takes up your
Your life force.
Your life force.
It uses up your life force.
This guy can't fight back. This, we've literally elected a suit. It's like, it's just marshmallow and sticks inside of a suit. As the, like, just repeats and parrots the worst possible angry, disgusting opinions that we have in this world, in the country.
Thank God we all get to get up and have Donald J. Trump as the president.
I'm going
to
have a heaping helping of coffee. It's Donald Trump's America. Trying to get out there and live my prescriptive American lifestyle.
He's also doing a loot crate now.
I love that.
Like that.
That's smart. I mean, that's what we do. That's how we make our money, too. So he's just a good businessman. It just like... We're really bad businessmen. I mean, until 2017, like you said, we haven't made any money. It's been a horrible idea. We chose to like champion and celebrate people that don't make money, that like that aren't useful to that are deemed unuseful in capitalism.
Well, that's
we've done
what
a horrible job picking our demographic. Yeah, that's true. Also, I am also useless to capitalism.
We're useless to capitalism.
Yeah,
that's our goal. Where you want
to
be?
I know. Yeah, that's why I like to be
capitalism.
I don't want to be an effective cog in the machine. So. I don't know. I think that it's a... I don't know. I got lost.
So, can I... did you see what happened in Texas? Speaking of these guys, like, losing their cool.
God bless Texas. Don't mess with Texas. Well, I had that shirt.
Yeah.
I had that shirt.
You know, fuck Texas. Really. You know?
I got it tattooed on
my
finger.
Actually, we want to go to Texas.
I like Texas. I think Texas, to me, is a place that is really ugly, but like the people have a real spirit, and like it is infectious in that way where they do think they're kind of kings and queens of the world. Like they're all mini tyrants.
Texas leftists fucking kick ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
they're also
my faves.
I mean, the Red Guard in Austin is like leading the way on that, like... real deal defending people if we have to from violent attacks stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So
stuff.
Violent attack stuff.
Violent attack stuff.
I got this from the Texas Observer. A Texas Republican threatened to put a bullet in one of his colleagues' heads during a scuffle on the House floor over the state's new anti-sanctuary cities law on Monday, the final day of the regular legislative season. Representative Matt Rinaldi from Irving made the comment to Representative Pancho Navarez during a dispute that began when Rinaldi told two Hispanic lawmakers that he called Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Senate Bill 4 protesters at the Capitol. So this fucking asshole piece of shit showed up. There were protesters there. He saw that they were probably Mexican, and they were like, I'll bet you there's some illegal...
No, they actually had signs that said I'm illegal and I'm protesting or whatever.
So he called ICE, though.
Yeah.
What a fuck. ICE is the evil police force. There you go. Fucking we don't have a Gestapo. We have ICE. They'll fucking run around and round people up.
It is an awful turn of events. And thinking of people as being illegal and using that as a reason to kick them out, you know, in Columbus, I mean, fuck, we weren't able to do anything. They snatched up a mother, like somebody that, yeah, I'm sure goes to work and just does a regular ass job. We aren't talking about like MS-13 people that they're catching, that they're taking out of the country, you know?
Most of the people they're taking out, most of the people that are here aren't dangerous.
No,
they're here to work.
But man, think about it, it's like having like coke on you all the time. Like you are fucking just on edge, because you could go to school and pick up your kids and they would just have someone, they would have ICE guys waiting for you.
I know. And one of the worst feelings is driving around with drugs and a really heavy illegal, like Texas, driving around with weed in Texas.
Oh God,
it's like
yeah.
a whole new risk compared to driving around with weed in Ohio, or you know, one of the heavenly places where you can actually drive around with weed in your car.
That's just fucking unfortunate, man. We're just I think that there's a disconnect from the people that want these things to happen versus their relationship. You know, these folks certainly can come up with some pretty good stories about how illegal people are doing are affecting our economies or causing all of these problems, but they aren't involved, you know, like they aren't in the communities where these people live, you know, like it's upsetting. Like, it really is awful that I saw somebody post a happy to have Donald Trump be the president thing, and then we have like tangible evidence of what it means when Donald Trump is the president.
It's terrible.
It hasn't been good for anybody. I mean, or he did some wild shit. Like, you wanted to see him wild out and like jump out of like Geneva, the Paris climate deal. Like, fine. That's fine. You want him to poison all of our lakes and streams to get jobs and shit. But when they're scooping up moms in the middle of the night and taking them away, what the fuck are you? Where are you at? Where's your head at? Like, fuck, man, I don't want to be around you. You're indecent. You're just like fucked up and black hearted, man.
Yeah.
Woman.
Well, this sanctuary city bill in Texas sounds pretty nasty. Second, like just outlawing it.
You're not even allowed to offer it.
Yeah. So Rinaldi later said on Facebook that he called ICE on several illegal immigrants who held sign in a gallery which said, "I am illegal and here to stay." Freedom of speech in the United States. you can put
something.
Yeah, but
not for people. But that's for like a citizen. So
that's true. I always consider it anything that happens within their lines.
No, you're silly. You have a very bad interpretation of it.
Well, I know. I know it sucks, though.
You're helpful, man. No, actually, I spent you're just like air on the side of like being cool about shit.
Well, yeah, being I'm not hard.
I mean, I get it. You're not, you know, but you know, you're here to stay. That's fine. I mean, you contribute in so many ways that we wouldn't have any produce or any new buildings built without illegal labor.
I'm just not a ball buster, dude. That's
no, I'm not either.
I'm just not a ball buster.
Just like, don't fuck around. Don't pull out. Don't do violent shit. But otherwise, you're fine.
Rinaldi. Yeah,
I was hanging out with conservative people over the weekend, and the entire time, I mean, I'm not. I hate picking sides. I don't want it to be like a civil war, but I just felt like I was going to slip up and say something like a human being can't be considered illegal, or that, you know, dropping bombs on all the bad guys might not solve the problem. And I just thought that I honestly didn't have the time or effort this weekend to kind of put into that. I just
At their house.
Yeah, I'm sleeping at somebody's house, and I don't want to say something that would make somebody mad. Like that the Columbus police are the highest in the nation for killing black citizens.
Yeah, they just like, they push it at you constantly, and they know.
I know, they put
like,
it in your court.
They know, especially with you and I. It's like, no, you're, come on. You know, if you start talking about illegal in front of me, I don't have nothing to lose to fucking yell at you, and you know I'm going to. You know, the most recent weird thing I have.
Disrespectful as hell, yeah.
What?
I have a hair trigger, and I'm disrespectful as hell, and I put it all on the line. I go all in every time.
Yeah.
Like, I do not, on anybody, any family, anybody, like, if we're going to engage, I'm giving you full bore. Nobody gets kid gloves with me.
No.
Except for my daughter.
Yeah. Well, you have to give them kids gloves. If your daughter acts racist, accident. She might not know better. Okay? I mean, kids don't know immediately.
Yeah, they just stumble into it, sure.
So this Texas guy, he later said on Facebook that he called ICE because they were holding those signs. I made it clear that if he attempted to, in his words, get me, I would shoot him in self-defense.
I love that. I love that. Well, I have a gun. I have a pretty big gun that I'd be happy to use legally, of course, in an act of self-defense.
I hate this guy. He's such a weasel, right? He threatened to put a bullet in the guy's head. Number one, the first weaselly thing he did was call ICE, right? Like, he pulled in, he saw those signs, he was like, I'm gonna get on the phone and call the worst authorities that I can think of.
This guy is a lawmaker?
He is. He's a lawmaker.
Okay.
And so the next thing he does is fucking say, "I'm gonna shoot you." He says, I'm going to shoot you in the head. And he said, I'm going to shoot you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He didn't say, I'm going to shoot you in the head. I'm going to shoot you in self-defense. He didn't say that. He fucking threatened to shoot him, and he had to cover after the thing because I'm sure he didn't think this was going to get out, you know? But I think the really fucking cool thing is that these guys are fighting. Like, this is happening now. Like, that, like you said,
it's wild across the country. I mean, it's breaking out everywhere. I was earlier today, I was just thinking about like vandalizing some of the local representative's office and shit, and how fun it would be to just do some shit like that. Like, it's fucking a heyday right now. These people are getting the right amount of hatred because they need to adjust. You know, they're going to get, they're not going to want to deal with this level of abuse, and we can beat them to the point where we don't have to like get this hard on them, but they'll do what we say.
Yeah.
You know, but right now we're breaking them in. We got to break them in. Like, we're going to give you noogies. We're going to give you Indian burns. We're going to do everything we can against you. We're going to pull your pants down. We're going to throw mud at you until you do something. Until you stop taking away our health care, until you stop fucking around with our lives, you know, with your bullshit, with your big money deals and bullshit.
Well, and
steak,
you know,
dinners and $100 bills.
These will lead to laws against protesters, too. They've already started pulling these anti-protest laws. I know that. There's places where they made it legal that if people block a freeway, you're allowed to run them over and shit.
Yeah, that sounds like a Facebook law. That does not sound like a real law. That sounds like some sort of doctrine that was cooked up inside of a Facebook group, a closed Facebook group. No, it's in there. It's part of it. I have a right to continue moving in the direction of my choice. And anyone that tried to stop me, especially for political reasons, loses their life because of their beliefs. That's just American law 101.
So before we go tonight, we're getting ready to close out. And we've talked a lot about the conservatives, and we've talked a lot about the state, but we couldn't end this show this week without talking about Portland, that the murder in Portland, that the hate murder, a hate crime murder.
It's a lot going on. Like, it affected everybody.
It's just happening more. Okay. Like, it is, somebody got shot in, was that Portland or Seattle? Somebody ended up getting shot at a protest.
Oh, yeah, from the white nationalist dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was up there.
So it's getting violent out there. What, you can hide and say, I wish it wasn't getting violent, but it's getting violent. And it is dangerous. It does take, it takes a tremendous amount of bravery to stand up for somebody in public.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, I feel, honestly, man, I feel fucked up because those guys set the bar real high. Now I feel like I got to get killed for some Muslim lady that works at Burger King on the train because, all they did was the right thing. And I do this a lot, too. I always get myself in other people's business. I've stopped fights and shit. They just stopped and were like, stop it, this or that. And the dude slashed him in the neck, which is something that isn't something you prepare for. You can't go to training for that. There's no app to teach you how to. It's like you literally, you're dealing with a psychotic person. I mean, it's really, there's so much to it. There's a lot to it, and especially the way that people talk about it and tried to pin it. I'm really done and over this group thinking online. I'm really soured on the idea of going online because it's like, no, this guy belonged to your group. No, he was on your team. You know, he was a Bernie supporter. No, he liked Trump. He was this, you know, he believed all these things. And it's one unfortunate part of having civilization is that there's going to be super fucked up people out there. But yeah, when
this guy, I think, one of the arguments would be that this guy was clearly becoming a problem. Like, this wasn't the first time this guy had been out there.
Well, and And when there is a rise in, when there is a rise in, like you said, hateful thinking, just absolute lies that are driven to make you hate another person's existence, this is the effect you get. You know, this is a natural outlier of, like we said, waking up every single day and saying, I'm glad Donald Trump is the president. Like, this is a part of his presidency as well, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
This is the people. I mean, these are the people that are out there and doing this. I don't know. I was interested in, read some of the racist history of Oregon in there, was pretty good. I didn't realize Oregon was set up initially, like their deal with the United States government is, we're going to set up a state just for white people.
Like, that sounds like, that's what Portland, like, that's what I have in my mind when I think of Oregon.
Yeah. And so they literally, it's a part of their heritage. And we know, once again, we fool ourselves into thinking that racism is something that happened in the South in the 60s. And I mean, it's still alive and well. And we have just a ridiculous amount of people that are falling into it. And it's just growing. And it's fucking awful. It is, like, horrifying that this is on an uptick and that more people are going to do this, you know?
Yeah. It's important for us to stick up for each other out there and not let things like this scare us away from defending people. This guy's a rare case. Not everybody's going to cut people. Not everybody's going to respond violently. And most of the times these people are going to back down. But the guys that got stabbed are pretty brave fucking guys, man. I'm glad they did it. You know, I'm not glad they got stabbed, but to stand up for somebody, you know, I like to think that I would do that. I mean,
yeah, you want to.
Yeah. I've never encountered like that sort of harassment kind of racism thing, but I just unbelievable that this shit is happening, that it's on an uptick.
I mean, I think for me, the disheartening part of it all, what takes the wind out of me, is just that there are folks that still cling and are still can't join in with the rest of humanity. I'm just really bugged by this idea of like clans and factions and R's and D's, and all of these people are just so lost and so just into identity. Like, I think something that pissed me off the most was that people were really going in on that lady that wrote that Medium post about it, that tried to say this guy was like he was like Antifa, and he was a reason that we needed to pay attention to the alt-left or whatever. And it was infuriating because it was just, you know, someone to pile on to, and, you know, a tragedy of the times, and folks are still running around with their ID card like, I'm one of the good Bernie bros, you know, that would never kill somebody. You really have to prove yourself to somebody's personal blog. That's all Medium is a blog.
Yeah, but it looks,
anybody can
it
have
looks
it.
Like
it
more.
Does seem like it's actually a news site, but nobody gets paid to do Medium. And that's all it's basically Twitter gone wrong. It's like Twitter when somebody can write too much. It's Twitter with a 1/X at the end of the
Eric
tweets.
Eric Garland Twitter.
Yes, it's Eric Garland Medium Twitter. Is Eric Garland Twitter. And I really don't give a fuck about people's, I really don't care about the affiliations or anymore. We just have to recognize that this shit is happening around us. And like the good Republicans out there and anybody that is on that side, like, these folks are committing some real fucking heinous hate crimes right now. And it has to be addressed in a way that doesn't come down to, we want to support people that have open relationships, like, or that we support non-traditional families. Like, it's just fucking, it's not the time to keep be so fucking divisive.
I'm with you, man. All right.
It bugs me. Sorry.
Hey, you know, you're allowed to be bugged by that. It bothers me too. I don't really know how to stop it though. I mean, people are going to talk and they're always going to bring it. They're just, I mean, we put ourselves in teams out there. It sucks. because it makes everything seem so insurmountable.
It's hard. It's definitely hard on the spirit. But, you know, I mean, change can come. We've got to keep keeping our eye on the prize, but it's going to take a lot of work. We hope that everybody that's in this shit together with us keeps coming back each week so that we can keep having this conversation. We can keep spreading this mess across the U.S. We're here out of Columbus, Ohio on WCRS, the community radio station, and as a podcast worldwide. Thank you, Australia, UK, Canada, folks there that are tuning in. We see you. Thank you to everybody that supports us. If you want Street Fight to make money, if you notice, we didn't try to sell you underwear. We didn't try to sell you stamps. We didn't try to tell you how you can get legal documents. We didn't tell you that $40 strawberries are a good idea or that you should get your personal psychiatrist from an app. We do this all on the support of the people that believe in what we do and share their money with us. We have rewards, though. If you go to Patreon, patreon.com/streetfightradio, you can sign up for a monthly subscription, either our zine that we put out or our live videos or 25 grams of Kratom or a combination of all three. We have the loot zine Kratom, just like our glorious leader, number 45 himself, Donald J. Trump. $13 a month will get you access to our live video, bonus content, and any live streams that we do. Our zine, this month we're sending out the Hustler's Handbook. Now, we send the zine out at the end of the month, every single month. That's just the way it is. Sorry. And you also get the live video at the end of the month. That's how it's been working so far. That's the schedule. And then you get Kratom as well, which is this natural wonder drug that's pretty fucking amazing. I wouldn't really sell any sort of like synthetic bullshit vitamin type things, but for real, Southeast Asia has this amazing plant that the world should know about. It's called Kratom, and you can get it from us if you want to give it a shot. At lower doses, it's kind of like a stiff espresso, and at higher doses, it's kind of like a herbal Xanax. It's a pretty amazing plant, especially if you smoke weed. It's like a jet pack for weed is what I always call it. So give it a shot. If you want to learn more about it, go to bit.ly/kratomguide, KRATOMGUIDE, and join us later this week as we continue along in Street Fight World. Peace.